last week, Bob, you told us about the binational initiative that your organization is part of, and kind of dig through how the U.S. and Mexico have been working together on COVID-19, and the results don't look promising.
That's right. As part of our series, one of our reporters, Molly Smith, looked at the cooperation between the U.S. and Mexican governments during the pandemic. And so we share this 2,000-mile border. We have a lot of interests in common. Those of us who live on the border know that diseases don't respect borders. We've had long-time issues with communicable diseases and trying to address them in a binational way. That just didn't happen during the pandemic. In part, according to the experts, it was sort of the nature of President Trump or then-President Trump, just not interested in working with other countries on these issues. And so one of the results, of course, is that the border region in both Mexico and the United States has really paid a disproportionate price in terms of infections and deaths. And so there are some real lessons to be learned out of this. Congresswoman Escobar from El Paso is trying to push through legislation that would require a more of a binational approach to address these critical health issues on the border. That binational approach that was talked about a lot as the pandemic began just never took shape.
And it has led to challenges for those who cross back and forth between the U.S. and Mexico every day, like international students.
So the one thing that the one example of binational cooperation that people will point to is the border shutdown or the heightened travel restrictions that basically said only essential people could come across the border. And one of the areas that was identified as essential very early on was education, that we didn't want to disrupt people's education. So under the agreement between the United States and Mexico, students are allowed to move back and forth to continue their education. And one of the things that we found talking to some students at UTEP is that crossing has not always gone as easy as it should. One student named Daniela that our reporters talked to said she was detained by CBP for an hour and a half as she was trying to come across to meet with her thesis advisor, and they accused her of lying and told her that they were going to take away her visa. And so she finally was able to call her thesis advisor and put her on the phone with the Customs and Border Protection agents, who said, yes, she's my student, she's coming across. Mm-hmm. And they finally let her go. This happened in September, and everybody at UTEP got really engaged pretty quickly, up to President Heather Wilson, who really made it clear that they were going to fight to protect the rights of these international students. But it's been a real challenging year for them.
Well, it's also been a challenge. It's been a challenging year for everyone, for some more than others, of course. And we think of our frontline healthcare workers, but we don't always necessarily think of their families.
Yeah, and that's an important point. And so Renee Kladjic, one of our reporters, talked with a nurse who she had spoken with earlier during the pandemic to see how the family was doing. And it was a really challenging year for everybody in the family. She and her husband have two young children. She was always frightened about bringing COVID-19 home from work, mm-hmm. and took all of these precautions, to wash her outer layer of clothes before, coming to see her kids. And despite all of the protections that she took, the entire family got COVID in October, and the stresses, have continued during the year. The one bright sign that they're seeing is now with the vaccination being available, that things are getting back to normal. And so for the kids who are 2 and 4, they're getting to see their grandparents again for the first time in a year. So I think, the sacrifices that frontline workers have made certainly is something we should all be grateful for, but we should also remember the sacrifices their families have had to make, too. Mm.
You can find these stories and more at elpasomatters.org. Bob, thank you very much.
Thank you, and have a good weekend.